Street stories. This is the Tulsa Police Department podcast. Street stories.
Welcome to the Tulsa Police Department Street Stories Podcast, an exclusive look into the workday of Tulsa police officers. In this episode, a peculiar story about a ghetto mini stunt double bicycle acrobat. More information about TPD will follow at the end of this podcast. But now, let's join the officers of the Tulsa Police Department for
Street Stories. Street Stories.
I was chatting with my squad mates and my sergeant, passing the time before our shift began. We talked about places that need to be watched and people that need to go to jail. Heather shared the latest tales about her favorite habs, habitually intoxicated persons, as Squirrel looked around puzzled yet amused as usual. So when it's my turn to belly up to the table, I mentioned that we need to keep an eye out for a midget drug dealer on our beat. Indeed, drug dealers come in all shapes and sizes. It was then that my sergeant reminded me of one of the weirdest moments I ever encountered on the job. Several months ago, I patrolled an area that was the epithetical abomination of street life. It's a jagged street, lined by burned-down houses, decaying between an abandoned factory and a rotting junkyard. Wild dogs are as rampant as the eerie crack cocaine addicts and ghoulishly harrowing prostitutes. And according to the latest reported homicide there, the victim was shot in the head and then run over by a car a few times just for good measure. It's a place where you can buy crack by knocking on the side of a house just the right way. And it's a place where prostitutes offer a variety of disease, lack of hygiene, and price options. Seems the prostitutes are about 40, but who look a cool mummified 400 years old, the ones without teeth, and the ones who'll do anything for a crack rum seem to be the most popular. But don't worry, there's a place like this in every city. So one night, I'm eager to caucus with the pillars of our community and moral constitution as they publicly assemble there. As I'm walking up the block, I notice a car speed down the hill, slam on the brakes, and then slide off the road into a ditch. A lady jumps out of the car. She then jumps into another car that came flying down the hill right behind her. They both see me and take off. Oh well. Seems another John lost his car to a prostitute. The car wasn't stolen, or at least I should say, it wasn't reported stolen yet. But it was stuck in the middle of the road. So I call for a tow truck to impound the car for the owner, whoever he was. A little while later, the wrecker shows up, and the routine of hooking up tow cables begins. The cable slowly rises in the air across the road as the tow truck driver pulls out the slack. Then out of nowhere, a guy zooms down the hill on a bicycle. He's pedaling like the Tasmanian devil at the Tour de France. The guy looks about 7 feet tall. Well, sorta. As he races closer, I could tell he's only about 4 feet tall and has about a 3-foot afro. He's got about as much hair as he does body. His little legs are a pedaling blur. I'm in awe watching as he's about to get his head cut off by the tow truck cable strung up across the road. But like something out of a slapstick silent movie, the little fella ducks under the cable just in the nick of time. He slides under it and slams into the back of the car with a screeching thud. I'm standing there dumbfounded. There's a bunch of crack cocaine addicts darting about, a tow truck in the middle of the street, and now a wee little tattooed street thug stuck under a car in a ditch. The tow truck driver hears the noise. He looks up and asks, "Jay or something?" I can't speak. I can't fathom a word. I just point my thumb down toward Don King's pint-sized stunt double. He's stuck and cursing loud and proud. It's enough to make a pirate blush. The tow truck driver looks down and slowly looks back up and puzzlingly asks, "Heck, how'd he get under there?" I didn't answer. How could I? What explanation could I possibly offer for what just took place? So I helped Don King's ghetto mini-me get out from under the car. His bike was a little banged up, but he was otherwise fine. He had prison ink tattoos that read Thug Life and RIP Gangster, but his bike read for ages 6 to 12. He brushed himself off and walked away, pushing his hobbling little tyke bike alongside. As I stood there baffled and befuddled, the tow truck driver walks over to me. He's all business, without much regard for the situation. And it's as if he's an old pro at pulling ghetto midgets out from under stuck cars. He didn't say a word. He didn't have to. I knew exactly what he was saying. Heck, this midget thing happens here all the time. I just signed the tow slip.
In the Street Stories podcast, real police officers tell real stories about their work. If you want to know more about the work day of the men and women on your police force, please visit the Street Stories portion of the Tulsa Police Department weblog at www.tulsapolice.org. That same address, tulsapolice.org, is your one-stop shop for everything TPD. You can also subscribe to this podcast at tpdpodcast.com. The Tulsa Police Department Street Stories Podcast is a production of Tulsa Police Department Special Projects. Today's story was written by Officer J. Kirito Mazzarella. Production assistance is graciously provided by Audio Spa Productions on the web at audiospa.net. Thank you for listening to the TPD Street Stories Podcast, and remember, yellow means wait, even if you're late.